Welcome to episode 1480 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we wrap up a week featuring inspirational music. We have anchored our episodes in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, in which Paul writes, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach one another with gratitude in your hearts." We are sharing that message of Christ in song. "Lo, he comes with clouds descending" is one of the great Christian hymns celebrating the promised return of Jesus Christ. Its origins lie in a hymn written by John Senick, an English evangelist associated with the Methodist revival, whose text was later substantially revised by the great evangelist Charles Wesley and published in 1758. Drawing particularly from Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, as well as other biblical images of Christ's return, Wesley transformed the hymn into a sweeping vision of the second coming.
Revelation 1, 4 to 7. "Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen."
The Jesus who once came in humility and suffered at Calvary returns in unmistakable glory, witnessed by every eye and surrounded by the worship of heaven. The wounds once inflicted upon him remain visible as signs of his sacrificial love and victory. The hymn moves from awe and judgment to joyful expectation, ending with the longing of believers throughout the centuries. "Alleluia, come Lord, come." We offer a modern retelling of this hymn. "Come, Lord Jesus."
Look up, the skies are breaking wide. The King of glory robed in light, surrounded by a heavenly throne, the Son of God, the only one, once slain for sinners on a tree, now crowned in highest majesty. King of endless grace, hallelujah.
As he sat on the Mount of Olives during the last week before he was crucified, Jesus spoke the following words to his disciples, captured in Matthew 24, verses 29 and 30.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Jesus' return reminds us that the world as we know it is not the end of the story. The Christ who was rejected, wounded, and crucified will return in glory, bringing an end to sin, suffering, injustice, and death. Until that day, we are called to live with hope, faithfulness, and joyful expectation, knowing that every promise of God will ultimately be fulfilled. Father, thank you for the promise that your Son will come again in power and glory to make all things new. Help us to live faithfully while we wait, keeping our hearts fixed on Jesus and sharing his love and hope with those around us. May we be ready to welcome him with joy and join all creation in declaring, "Come, Lord Jesus." Amen. We hope you have enjoyed this week of inspirational music. Next week, we resume our series on the Acts of the Apostles with a look at two brothers who were a part of Jesus's inner circle, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, known at one point in time as the Sons of Thunder. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.